What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Ghost of the Night, a paranormal and true crime podcast. I'm Phil, and Travis is always to my left. Say hi, Travis. Premature hiage. I hate when that happens.
That's what I fucking do.
Couldn't wait for the cue. You just blew your load right then and there.
Goddamn right.
Whatever. Tonight, we are talking time slips. We are going to discuss what they are. We are going to talk about the most famous time slip in history. Did you know there was the most famous time slip in history?
Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl?
No, that's nip slip. That's a different thing, but that was much better than a time slip.
That was a hell of a time to be alive.
But as always, there are...
Justin Timberlake.
Ruined it forever. Ruined the halftime show for everybody.
That was a good halftime show, too. For what it was.
For what it was, yeah. We'll talk about it when we get started. But like I said, we're talking about time slips. We're going to go over what they are. The most popular, most famous one that happened in France. But before that, we always like to shoot the shit, have a good time, and talk about... There's some topics we need to talk about.
Several.
Naturally, we're going to talk Super Bowl a little bit. I know this isn't a sports show, but it's our show.
Sports.
It's our show, and we do whatever the hell we want. But first, I want to discuss, we are shooting down a lot of UFOs here lately.
Three that I know are confirmed.
Now, the balloon, and apparently...
Fucking kids on their mini bike.
Apparently, there was what? They've had to deal with three more balloons, correct?
There was the one on the north end of Alaska. There was one,
well,
in
one
like Montana or some shit.
Well, that one that they shot down off of South Carolina started in Alaska, and it traversed the whole country.
Which geographically makes sense if they're going to go with the China thing.
You know, they decided to let that, you know, fly across the Midwest and East and then shoot it down, which I understand they didn't want to. They said they did not want to shoot it down over land.
A populated area.
Right, you know, but.
Fair.
But apparently they shot down, or they did something to another one. But then, in Alaska, they shot down a UFO. An unidentified flying object, which was the size of about a car. It wasn't a balloon. It was a car, and I believe they shot down at least, I heard two more, but the only one I know for sure, they shot down another one, I believe. Over the Great Lakes.
You know what it sounds like to me?
A bunch of bullshit.
A distraction technique.
What's that operation? What? Where we covered it a long time ago, where the government stages a fake alien invasion.
Project Bluebeam.
Bluebeam. That's what it was.
Serge Menacht.
Are we in the start of Project Bluebeam?
Could be. It wouldn't surprise me.
Are we at the prefaces?
It wouldn't surprise me. Because there's other shit going on in the world, too, ever since all this. You see what happened? What's going on in Equatorial Guinea?
No. What's going on there?
There's an outbreak of... Excuse me while I check my phone on this. Fuck. Wrong page. The Marburg virus disease.
What the hell is that?
Well, hold on. I'll tell you.
And do we have a vaccine for it?
Marburg virus is a hemorrhagic fever virus of the Feveridae family. Let's see. It's considered to be extremely dangerous. It has killed some people in Equatorial Guinea. They have quarantined, I think, like 200 people at least, like villages. Don't see that in the news.
Well, because we'd freak out. We can't afford another.
Well, there's something going on in like Afghanistan or Pakistan or something like that, too. There's another disease going around over there.
Great. Another lockdown's coming.
Yeah.
I don't give a rat's ass.
It's all the same shit. It's all the man trying to fucking bring us down.
I know one thing. Even back in the late 90s, early aughts. Everybody was making fun of the preppers.
I'm still making fun of the preppers.
Those motherfuckers have got it going on. They're prepared.
No, they're still crazy, though.
But, you know, I really think, with all these UFO, when they use the term UFO, which, let's be honest, we've always stated on this show that UFOs can be one of two things, and probably both.
UFO does not automatically mean it's a fucking alien, is the big thing.
This, what they have shot down, apparently, is probably more of an advanced drone type situation.
A terrestrial thing.
Now, it does not explain the Tic Tac, which happened, you know, off the coast of California, which was a little bit more dramatic in its maneuverability.
is much more exciting.
Yes. These probably were some kind of spy drones.
Probably.
They were unmanned. They were not very large. They were, like I said, about the size of a car, I believe they reported. And so this is some kind of technology, even though they did say they could not find a means of propulsion on this one either, which is very common, like with the TikTok. Mm-hmm. Or TikTok.
With the TikTok.
Nobody knows
how propulsion works on TikTok.
Nobody knows. That algorithm is... You have to ask the Chinese about that. But
does China still own it?
I think so. China owns everything.
Well, and they're saying, aren't they saying that it's China doing this shit? Did you see the fucking meme where it was like fucking, it was a weather balloon and it said something like, don't shoot down just a weather balloon.
That's so racist.
Somebody showed me that meme at work and I was like, as an Asian American, I support this.
You know, why in the world, you know, they're stating that balloon was a spy balloon. Okay, look, this is 2023.
Why the fuck would we use it? What the fuck? We don't have Orville Wright going around trying to fucking spy on the United States for China or Pakistan or anybody else. They're not over there. Like, what the fuck do you think this is? Do you think they're using fucking popsicle sticks and 1x1s or 1x2s and fucking bed sheets to build that fucking Rube Goldberg, like, pedal bike fucking dragon wing thing to come over here and be like, oh, we'll fuck you up now.
No, this...
You know, Borat running the fucking central intelligence of some foreign country, just be like, this how we do. They never see us coming.
This is not a spy balloon. They might be saying it's a spy balloon. We have... How many satellites? China has how many satellites? They don't need a balloon to fucking spy on us. This, you know what this was, in my opinion? This is Phil's opinion. They're testing to see our reactions. Shit's about to go down.
Or it's the old man from Up.
I mean, shit's about to get freaky up in here, I think. There is a reason that they're doing this. They wanted to probe. They're probing us.
See, but I like aerial to think, probing. Like, what if there's just not?
Or
if they just had some shit laying around and, like, some dude was like, well, they told me I had to be here and I don't really have anything to do. And he just fucking whipped some shit up. He was like, hey, Jim, you still got those Mylar sheets? Oh, I got an idea. Go print me out a giant 6-foot-wide picture of the Chinese flag. We're going to have some fun today.
Look at that.
Make me come in on casual Friday.
Look at that sexy knee with my fluorescent yellow... Shorts. I'm
stroke
wearing.
Pants.
I want my stroke pants. I want people to see them. It is hot. Now I'm sweating.
You want me to turn my air conditioner on?
No. Anyway, but you know, I think they're probing.
Because the fucking heat's on.
God damn. Turn that.
Yeah, a fucking heat broke yesterday. We almost froze to death. Fucking 65 degrees.
I know. But you know, I think they're probing. I think they're testing our airspace to see what they can.
Just for my own satisfaction, I'm going to continue with the thought process that it's literally just somebody fucking around. What if it's like you remember Me, Myself, and Irene? The Jim Carrey movie?
I think I saw it when it first came out.
Like all three of his kids
or whatever.
All of his kids that turned out black.
I don't know how that happened.
But they were like geniuses cuz his wife cheated on him. With a black midget, black
little person.
Yeah, and they came out black, but he loved them anyway, and they all became like really foul-mouthed geniuses. That's what I imagine.
Well, isn't that
those three guys building stuff, and they're just like, man, we're about to fuck up a lot of people's days. That'd be great. That's the best way to. That's the best option here, I think.
Well, aren't we foul-mouthed geniuses? Or are we just foul-mouthed?
Yes, to both. But, like, tell me that's not the best way to look at it. It's like there's just some fucking dude with a little bit too much it's that fucking guy. They made a documentary about him. The one that tried to launch himself into the stratosphere with his, like, homemade steam rocket. What's his name? Rocket Rick or whatever the fuck?
Flat Earther.
Yes.
And didn't he die? He tried.
Did he?
I think.
Well, he was also.
Maybe we're talking about different ones.
Well, mind you, we have to do an episode on this man. Because he was also a stock car driver. He was the most famous limo driver in the world, according to himself. He did it all. Fucking that guy.
You know, here before we get into time slips, here's the most famous and the best idea I've ever heard in my life when it comes to balloons. You probably don't remember this.
You like and share the video.
You were too young. There was a dude in California, I believe, back in the mid to late 80s.
The guy with the like lawn chair?
Lawn chair balloon.
Yeah.
And he went up
BB gun?
With a six pack of beer and a pellet gun.
Yeah, they did it on King of the Hill too, I think.
Yeah. And he got up and apparently the military said, get your ass back down here. Apparently he got up pretty hot. With the CB, you know, with the walkie-talkie, a cooler full of beer, you got the cooler full of beer is a must. I don't see what could go wrong with balloons, pellet gun, cooler full of beer. He stone cold that shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what if they just released that they what they found on those that shit that they shot down, and it's just hilarious. Like it was China, but they were like, the detectives and the CIA have dove into the remains of the shot down weather balloon spy machine, and from my reports, I'm seeing here. There was one piece of paper inside of the carapace. I don't know if that's the right word here, but I'm going to throw it in there because it sounds good. And in Chinese characters, it read, ha 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 ha, fuck you, Joe, got you good.
I don't know.
Because I bet you, I find it hard to believe that stuff like that doesn't occur within the world. Between the governments. I feel like there's definitely every once in a while, like this big fucking like inner workings thing that we don't hear about that they freak the fuck out and they're on like DEFCON 4 and it turns out like they end up getting like the phone rings at the right time and Putin's like, yeah, yeah, this was funny, right? This is nothing. You're stupid. You're fucking dumb. You owe me $5 from poker game. Fuck you.
Here's the one thing, and it's a good thing I will never be president.
I should be fucking president. You know, I'll be old enough to run next time.
You know why I
wait.
Should... You gotta, no, be 30, I won't. You gotta be 36, I think.
The 35 or 36. Either way, I won't be.
Either way.
I'll be after that. The year in 2028, if I'm still alive, fucking watch out.
If the aliens haven't invaded us yet.
That'd probably fucking boost my chances.
Maybe. You never know. But here's why I should never be president. Because if I was sitting in the Oval Office, A, I would have a cooler full of beer. Probably some fireball shots. There's a little, you know, what we used to drink on the show.
Or you just have somebody bring it to you like Joe Biden. Did you see that shit?
What?
Like somebody was interviewing Joe Biden and he was like, so you can just get whatever you want while you're in this office. Like, cause you're the president of the United States. He's like, say if you wanted an ice cream. What if you wanted an ice cream right now? And he's like sitting back with his leg crossed. He just leans forward and presses a button. And the guy's like, they're going to bring you an ice cream now. And he's like, we'll see. That's how I want my presidency to run. I want a button that I can push. And it's not that they come see what I want. They just bring me a thing, and I decide whether or not it was a good idea.
Here's my first order of business, what I'm doing. When I sit down, I do the oath, I'm sitting down in the office. I'll be like, whoever my chief of staff is, or whoever, whatever it's called, secretary, whatever. I'm bringing them all in. I say, who we got on speed dial? And I'm prank calling every motherfucking country known to man.
Ow.
The old school 1980s prank. Is your refrigerator running?
You better go catch it. Now, the first thing I'm doing, if I get elected president, the first thing that's happening is I'm going in there, I'm ripping down that big dumb fucking picture of George Washington that's probably worth like $6 billion. You know what's going up there? A nice big American flag with the one red stripe and the one blue stripe for firefighters and police. And then across the stars, it's going to say, fear this. Like the back of that fucking 98 fucking third gen Dodge 2500 that's way too loud that drives down your street in the morning.
I'm surrounded by assholes.
And the Oval Office is going to have truck nuts on the front of it.
Truck nuts on the front.
You will respect the United States when I'm in this office.
Here I have good news for all of our tens of listeners.
I'm pretty sure we have like one right now.
We do shit on YouTube. But our audio feed gets hit pretty good. We're lit on it.
Like and share the video.
We're big in Bahrain or whatever the fuck it is.
Bahrain. Anybody who's watching this, if you like and share the video with three people and DM me on Instagram at ghost_night_podcast and tell me and skin me a screenshot to show me that you sent it to three people, I'll say thanks.
Wow.
That's pretty much all I got.
Way to go out of a...
That's pretty much all I got. What else do we got? What else? What other house cleaning do we have?
The Super Bowl.
I'm tired of hearing people fucking bitch about it. Yes, they should have just let them play. That call was kind of eh.
Eh. Yes.
I wouldn't say that it is entirely uncallable, but it's the Super Bowl and it's a tie game and you fucking let it ride.
But I personally do not think it changed the outcome. It made it a little bit easier chip shot.
Yeah, I think they were won by that field goal either way.
I think they were already in field goal range anyway.
Well, I mean, the main thing, and I said it earlier today, like the main reason we hear about it so much is because we live in fucking Bengals country. We're in the jungle, which is fine. But like everybody's just butthurt because the Chiefs beat the Bengals and then they won. That's a big fucking problem. I'm the only person in the state of Ohio that's happy that fucking Philly won, I swear.
I was a little
that Philly lost.
A little personal. I was conversing with somebody during the Super Bowl via text message.
Yeah.
And
on your typewriter?
Yes. On my flip phone. You know, where you gotta hit 1-1-2-2-3-3-3-3.
You know? Yeah, and you pray to God you don't get a word with an S or a Z in it.
Oh yes, I remember those days. But
you know the only nice part about you know what I do miss about those? Having them in school. Because you didn't have to look at the screen.
Right. But I was conversing with said person, and I believe I might have asked, who are you rooting for in this game? And said person is a Bengals fan, and she was rooting for the Chiefs. Or not, I'm sorry, the Eagles. I said, why?
Because the Chiefs beat the Bengals.
Exactly. Now, I personally was going for the Eagles myself.
I wanted the Chiefs to win because I'm not the biggest fan of the Eagles, but really all I give a fuck about, once the Cowboys are out of the running for a Super Bowl, I just want a good football game to watch.
Right. Well, here was my thing. I didn't really care. I would have been happy either way because, you know, me being a former UC student, I was happy that we had two brothers representing UC in the game on opposing teams, the Kelsey brothers.
Did you see that? That was really nice. Did you see the after game, or after the game when they found each other? And then somebody was like, your brother's over there. And he was like, I've already seen Trav. I'm looking for my parents. Yeah. And then his mom came up behind him and gave him a hug. He kind of cried. Yeah. Did you see what he said when they like broke up? I finally found the video. He said, go celebrate with Trav. Yeah, and he just walked off. And I was like, there you go, man.
They actually have a good podcast.
Yeah.
And I listened to it. And today,
I'm kind of surprised they did one like the week before.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of figured they
did it
side. I figured like contractually, the coaching and the ownership might be like, hey, we get it and everything. But like, if we can have a little bit of separation for the week before the fucking Super Bowl, but I think it'd be stupid.
I told this person, I said, I was leaning more toward the Eagles because of Chase and Kelsey, who we discussed on this podcast before, probably the best, I would say the best center in the game.
His name's definitely in the hat. There's only about three or four guys that can really hands down go in that hat, if that.
Definitely future Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, you know, being a former offensive lineman and a fat boy, you got to go with the fat boy.
Yeah. Huh.
But I wasn't heartbroken that the Chiefs won. It was a good game. That's all that matters. It was a good game. Now, if it would have been 65-3, I've been a little pissed.
That's what I'm saying. As long as it's a decent game. What?
I can't read this.
Oh, no. Gregory's trying to give me shit for being a Cowboys fan. He was like, Cowboys haven't been relevant since last century. Whatever.
That's got a point.
Let's still fall back on the fact that you guys sucked so bad at one point that you signed a fucking elementary school teacher that couldn't keep his wife.
All right. Let me wet the whistle here. And we will get started.
And at the time when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, I had an Eagles jersey because, as we all know, I am a Cowboys fan, but I do respect and recognize good sports players. I had a Javon Kearse jersey because Javon Kearse was the fucking man back in the McNabb Westbrook days and shit.
Right.
You know, T.O. What was it? I can't remember his first name. Pinkston. He's a receiver. That's a fucking hell of a team to pick on Madden. Oh, and while we're on the subject of house cleaning, so as you know, I worked 13 hours on last Saturday. And I had a pretty routine day for the Super Bowl. And then didn't have cocaine addicts on your team?
He's probably.
It's the NFL. Yeah, you did. Why? Because it's the NFL.
I think he's taking a shot at the Bengals for that one.
Oh.
You know, we remember what it was. Stanley Wilson got coked out right before the game didn't
I
show
don't
up.
Fucking know the Bengals history that
second,
well.
Their second one.
I just know that the last time before last year, the last time they went to the Super Bowl was the year I was born. Because everybody, I tell everybody, I'm like, yeah, well, I was the birth of the downfall of the Cincinnati Bengals. But, so then today I ended up working a good 10-hour shift, which, I mean, that's not really that bad. But holy fuck. Let me tell you something out there, fucking internet world. If I go the rest of my fucking life without seeing a disassembled bar stool again, I will be completely fucking satisfied.
Why?
All of the round high tops at the establishment at which I work are getting high top backed bar stools instead of just the round ones without a back.
Thank God. That way, because
I know, right?
Them some bitches always steal the bar seats.
Yeah. I think we're going to, I don't know how it's going to end up with the rest of them, but those tables are. But.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about, what's his name? Hollywood Henderson. Yeah, he was a big cokehead. But that was back in the 70s and 80s.
Everybody was.
Everybody was.
Right. The whole, like, you had to be on coke to get into the league. But.
They tested you to make sure you had it in you.
But. Fuck that shit. Fuck those bar stools.
Why?
They suck. Because
you have to put them together?
Yes, which is literally, you only have to put in four screws and put on one piece. But they come two to a case, or two to a box. And then, so as most people know, those bar stools, like the ones we have, they're wooden seats with wooden backs. Everything else is metal. Every piece of metal on that had that fucking styrofoam-like paper shit wrapped around it and taped on both ends. Every part, every piece of metal. Everything. The frame, the fucking foot things, every part. The most frustrating fucking thing in the whole goddamn world. And then on top of that, I ended up having to make one more last, or put one more together last minute, because these fucking dickheads, I open one of the boxes, there's only two fucking things in each box. And I pull one out, it's not even the right fucking stool.
Bastards.
Not the right color, nothing. And I'm like, how do you fuck that up? Like, some little 5 cent a month fucking slave or slave labor, child labor kid is getting fired. Not that I agree with it, but unfortunately, it did say made in China. They are known for that stuff.
All right. Is that all?
Sorry, Ling.
Is that all the house cleaning we have for this? Anything else you want to talk about before we dive into time slips?
I mean, the heat went out, but nobody gives a fuck about that. It was like fucking almost 70 degrees today.
That's true.
Anything else?
It was actually warmer outside than what it was in here, really.
I'm trying to think.
Should open the windows. But the heat's fixed now, so we're good.
I think we're good.
All right.
I think that covers all the dumb shit that's happened in the last like 4 days of our lives.
Now, let's get into time slips. Now, what are time slips? Do you know what a time slip is, Travis? What is your definition of a time slip?
Gregory in the chat said he hates dealing with that stuff. Oh, and not only, like, last little thing. Not only that, because of, like, the factory, I guess, that it came from, oh, my God, the dirtiest fucking packaging ever. Like, I'm in the back, like, breaking it down, and just all of that production dust is on that fucking styrofoam shit. Oh, my God, I wanted to rip my fucking hair out.
I don't blame you. All right, time slips. Let's do it.
Time slips.
All right, time slips are...
Isn't that what you use to clock in and out at work?
That's a time card, Travis. Nice. Of course, now this is, you know, we don't use that shit.
I know. I wonder if there's anybody that still uses that shit. I mean, probably some mom and pop fucking diner
somewhere.
There are.
Because they're cheap now. But, you know.
So I know Chipotle just has that little thing.
Yeah. Beep, 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 beep. Okay. Time slips are events where people either leave their own timeline or get a glimpse visually into a different era. Error.
ERA.
I know.
Earned run average.
I spelled it right. Error. What is it? Error. What's that error you always get that when on a computer?
I don't know. You're the one that uses the computer.
I don't know. This might be a person or an object from the past.
It's a person. It's a noun. It's a person, place, or thing.
It might be an object or a person from the past coming into the future, or vice versa, a person in the present going into or being a person being transported back in time.
Interesting.
Now, here's where it really gets interesting. Often, time slips are associated with retrocognition. That's where a person has knowledge of the past or the future events, but has no way to know such information.
Ah, gotcha.
Now, like a good example of this is the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
There was a book written, 3 or 4, I don't know the exact, don't quote me on this, the exact time frame, but 3 or 4 years before the Titanic sank. I think it was called The Titan or something like that. The book was called The Titan or something to that effect. But it was pretty much the story of the Titanic up front. Almost like the author got a glimpse into the future.
Did you know the time on the clock on the wall in Titanic at the scene at the end after Jack dies is the set to the time that the Titanic sank?
That's great news. Even though I'm not a big James Cameron fan.
No, I just learned that because Brohio was talking about movie conspiracy theories last week.
I was watching or listening to a...
Shout out to Brohio.
I was listening to
check them out for more Titanic conspiracies.
I was listening to a podcast, and it was about... They were talking about Avatar,
yeah.
And I forget... I can't remember which podcast it was, but they basically said Avatar, the first one, was Pocahontas.
Yeah.
And the new one is basically Avatar Free Willy.
Yeah.
So basically...
Very much, yes.
James Cameron is just ripping shit off left and right.
I mean, he makes a fuckload more money than we'll ever see, so rip away.
Isn't Avatar the highest grossing movie of all time?
I think it was. I don't know if it still is.
Anyway.
The fact that it's not one of the Twilight series is a goddamn travesty.
But retrocognition has also been associated with...
So you can't say a fucking three-sentence word that has one syllable per... Or three-word sentence that has one syllable per word, but you can say, where was that? Retrocognition?
Yes, I can say that.
So you stroked yourself out of being dumb, and now you're just a genius.
Pretty much.
Is this like that guy, the people that go into fucking comas and they come out and they're speaking Mandarin fluently?
Or they get hit in the head and speak Chinese or something?
Yeah, they're like, I don't know, I done went down to the other end of the holler to get me some meth from my cousin brother, and then my mama gets hit with a fucking, like, stuffed raccoon. He's like, oh, Chin Tao Pi.
But this is also known as, often referred to as, the Sixth Sense. Not a good movie. Great movie. Some of Bruce Willis's finest work. Or
I still stand by it. It was a good movie, but it was like, if you didn't figure that movie out within the first 30 minutes, you're bad at watching movies.
Nice. Well, if you're paying close attention, but most people zone out a little bit.
Even when I was like 12 or 13 the first time I watched that movie, and like 30 minutes into it, I was like, he's dead.
You know what? The thing that freaked me out the most about that movie, I had to go back and look at it, was that was Donnie Wahlberg. The real skinny in the bathroom that kept...
Was it really?
That was Donnie Wahlberg.
Donnie Wahlberg?
Yes.
Oh, that wasn't Donnie Wahlberg. I went to high school with Donnie.
That's what it was.
Donnie used to have great weed. He probably did, knowing he's a fucking Wahlberg.
And like I said, we're going to get into the most famous time slip of all time. But there are some characteristics of... I can't even say that. Jesus.
But you can say retrocognition. What the fuck?
I'm fucked up. I'll tell you what. I'm just a...
No shit. You had a fucking stroke. Anybody who missed that, Phil had a stroke.
Yeah. Characteristic.
That's how we get viewers. Every fucking live stream. Stroke victim talks about da-da-da.
You want
stroke survivor.
I'm a survivor. I think I have a month and a color now.
Beyonce. Ow. Shoulder's still a little fucky.
And a color. You know how... Breast cancer's pink, and I think I have a colored ribbon now.
Do you really?
I think so. And a month.
Somebody, I wonder what color it is.
I think I heard purple. I don't know. Which may be the stupidest.
Interesting.
I was hoping like silver, chrome.
Chrome. Anyway. I don't think chrome is a fucking color.
But some characteristics of time slips. A person is fully aware.
This skull looks weird on camera.
Looks like a shitty football helmet.
Fuck you. I painted that myself, dickhead. Where's your artistic fucking contribution to our show? I painted this myself.
I moved the studio. I hung the shelf.
You did.
Okay.
Two gold stars. Two chrome stars for Strokey.
Some things that you might feel or encounter when you're in a time slip.
Hungry.
A person is fully aware that something strange is going on, and this is covers in that story I'll get to in a minute.
But, I already have a fuck. Go ahead. Sorry.
What?
Go ahead.
No. What?
No. I already have a I don't even know if it's really a rebuttal, but I already have a thought. Go on.
Okay. Well, we'll cover all that. But you don't really understand. You kind of realize something's going on, but you don't understand the full weight of it until afterwards.
It's like being a teenager.
It's kind of like having it's like having sex. You don't really realize how fun it is until afterwards you're thinking about it and you're not getting it anymore.
It's like sex with a fat person. You understand what's going on, but you don't understand the weight of it until it's too late. I'm allowed to say that I'm fat.
Yes, there's tends to be
shout out to my fat brothers and sisters, 1,000-pound sisters. What's up?
There tends to be an unnatural stillness to their surroundings. So almost
that's
like
my belly.
Oh, geez, we just lost everybody.
I really hate it. I'm getting to the point where, like, I keep thinking I'm still, like, super fat, and I still am super fat, but I'm getting to the point again where, like, the extra skin from the 100 pounds plus that I've already lost in the last, like, 4 years is starting to show. It's really unfortunate.
It happens.
I'm going to have to get a facelift on my body.
Okay.
I'm just going to walk around. I'm just going to have you staple my back skin together every morning. Like, I'll look great from the front, but I'll look like fucking...
Frankenstein from the back.
Yeah, I'll look like fucking like somebody took a bunch of cheap fucking oysters from a corner store and just like slapped them on a fucking drywall or a piece of drywall and called it me.
All right. I don't know. But there seems to be, when you experience a time slip, a unnatural stillness. Or almost not as time standing still, but you know.
May and purple ribbons. Sorry, that was in the chat.
Who?
Your month is May, and you are a purple ribbon.
Sweet.
So all of May, you're only allowed to listen to that fucking Destiny's Child song. I'm a survivor. I'll stop before we get a copyright infringement our unmonetized YouTube channel.
But it's the stillness, I would say not time frozen, but it just almost like, I guess, the only thing I can think of is like when you're in the zone.
You know, AutoZone?
No. When you're really focused, things around you don't seem to... They move, but...
Oh, like Lawrence Fishburne and Biker Boys.
I've never even heard of that movie.
It's so bad. It's like shitty half-budget Fast and Furious, but with street bikes.
Okay. I'll have to check that out.
It's like...
Is this an older movie?
Like early 2000s probably.
Huh. Okay.
I've seen it more times than I would like to admit.
Okay. Time slips tend to be fully immersive, where you can actually, you're interacting with whatever. If you do go back in time or what, I hate to use the word go back in time, but if you're walking down the street and you see people in funny dress cars or funny dress clothes, Model T cars driving down the street, you can interact with them. So they're fully immersible.
Immersive.
Immersive. Why did I say immersible?
Yeah.
Immersive. I even got it written down right there. I fucked it up.
So it's like the chronovisor. It's an immersible.
It's like a submarine.
A submersible, but in an immersible. So yes. it's like a dream sub.
Okay. Now,
okay.
What?
I'm going to throw this one out there. Why? So what's the fucking difference between this and like a lucid dream?
Lucid dreaming, you're still dreaming.
But how do we know that's not what this is?
We'll get into this. We're going to get into this.
I had a feeling. That's why I was holding my opinion.
The most, I teased it earlier, the most famous time slip of all time is called the Versailles time slip.
It's Versailles.
Versailles, yeah. I know, but I like saying Versailles because
Versailles.
I like to say things how they're spelled because you do not. That does not look like Versailles. There's an S at the end of that motherfucker. Is it silent too?
Yeah.
And there's the word sail inside it.
Sail!
The Versailles is just not where that treaty that... Isn't that the one that... After World War One, or was that World War Two? World War One is when Treaty of Versailles is what decimated and caused the rise of Hitler, wasn't it?
That's a whole other episode.
Treaty of Versailles after World War II. I forget. Gregory's a history buff. Let me know. Okay, in 1901, two female scholars visited France. Now, these were English women.
Hold on.
What?
Women were allowed to go to college in 1901?
Yes, they were. And this.
So, okay, this is a big so you part can't of the story. Vote, but you can go to. Well, I guess it's France, so I don't know the difference.
Well, they were English women. One of them lived. Just let me finish the story. They wanted to visit Versailles, which Versailles is the residence of the kings prior to the French Revolution. While they were there, they began to feel odd. They encountered people dressed strangely, blah, 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 and all that stuff. Now, what's fascinating about this is, of course, they published a book in 1911. Okay? Of what they encountered, the adventures of these two ladies. Now, Charlotte Anne Moberly was a principal chief academic officer of St. Hugh's Hall, which is it's a school of Oxford, but the women's, it's where the women's school of Oxford, basically. Mm. So it's associated with Oxford, but it's a women's school. Now, that was
so fucking stupid. So it's like you can say that I went to the prestigious Oxford University, but
right.
I went to St. Hugh's Hall, and they're like, that's a community college of Oxford, you
now,
fucking
apparently,
idiot.
St. So Hugh's stupid. Hall does accept men now. In the 80s, I think they started doing that.
What the fuck is going on?
The other lady was Eleanor Jourdain, was applying to become Mrs. Moberly's assistant. She had been working as a tutor in Paris prior to applying for the position. Now, after Jourdain applied...
relation to Anthony?
That's Bourdain.
Huh. R.I.P. Anthony Bourdain.
After Jourdain applied for the position, Miss Moberly decided it would be a good idea to do a second interview. And
probably usually a good idea.
She decided they should spend some time together to see if they were compatible. I can say the word. I know it's touch and ghost.
I put nothing past you anymore ever since the stroke.
So Moberly went back with Jourdain to Paris. They decided to take a tour of some historical Paris sites. Now,
parasites?
Paris sites. Two words.
Cité de Paris.
Now, what does this?
I don't speak French.
1901. What does this sound like to you? I have a thought on this. How many job interviews have you been on and went for a second interview and said, you know what, let's just go on a vacation together?
I'll be honest, now that I sit and think about it, I don't know if I've...
ever done a second interview?
Yeah.
I have.
They're just like, this guy's fucking awesome. He's hired.
I'm thinking maybe... there's a little bit more to
it. Well, that's not true. I've never had a second interview that I didn't like immediately start like some sort of training after.
Gregory confirms Treaty of Versailles was World War One. I was right.
World War One.
WW1. WWI.
You know what WW1 also was?
What?
A W.
Yes. But here's what this two women decide to go to Paris together for a job interview. I think they really hit it off personally on that first job interview. And this might have been a little... I think there might have been a little lesbian action going on here, which is cool.
Oh, I thought you meant they were going
to... which is cool nowadays. But I'm in 1901.
I mean, in Europe, it might be a little different, though.
That's true.
Depending on what part of Europe. I mean, they are much more sexually open than we are, even to this day.
So... anyway, getting off the lesbian topic, they decided to take a tour to Versailles. This is a large estate, approximately 12 miles outside of Paris. Originally built by King Louis the 13th. See, I even use Roman numerals. That's how professional I am. As a hunting lodge in...
Soon to get to the next one.
In the 1600s. Eventually, it became the residence of the royal family until the execution of King Louis the 16th and Queen Marie Antoinette.
You misspelled that, but okay. I'm glad you caught it.
No, I didn't.
What? No, not that. It says Queen Maria Antoinette.
Oh, Marie.
She was a Spaniard that came back to, that just went to France and started running shit.
Exactly. Now,
that's who the fucking Santana song was about. Maria Antoinette.
Now, August 10th was the date that they took this trip to Versailles in 1901.
You remind me of Allegory.
Now, I don't know what tours were like back in 1901, but I imagine they weren't great. the ladies took a trip.
Everything was in black and white, duh.
They decided to walk around the grounds and visit some of the buildings on the grounds. Because apparently there's multiple buildings on the ground. I guess Antoinette had a place. King Louis had a place. You know, they didn't get beheaded there. I don't know where they got beheaded.
Wasn't it in like the center of town?
Probably. Excuse me. Miss Jourdain noticed a woman as they were walking. Miss Jourdain noticed a woman waving a white cloth in a window of a farmhouse. At the time, she did not know this, but Miss Moberly did not notice this woman.
It's a ghost.
That's interesting you say that. That plays a part in this, Jourdain. We'll talk about.
That bitch is a ghost.
They followed the path and saw more farmhouses with farm equipment. You know, the old fashioned. No, not tractors, but the hoes. The hoes. You know, the horse pull behind hoes and shit like that. But nobody was around. It was like it was abandoned.
They've got hoes.
We like hoes. Who doesn't like hoes? Clean hoes, not dirty hoes. They started to feel lost, and then they saw some gardeners and asked them for directions. Now, they noticed that the gardeners were kind of dressed a little strange, but nothing too awful. At this point is when they started to feel funny, heavy, dreamlike almost, depressed, kind of like they were sleepwalking. Maybe that lucid dreaming you were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Just sleepwalking.
They saw another man, and his face seemed to be scarred from having chickenpox. Or not chickenpox, smallpox, a little bit more deadly. Of course, if you have chickenpox on the face and you scratch them, you have scars.
Fucking same thing.
But smallpox, well, it was a little bit bigger deal back in the 17. When was it? That outbreak, 1700s.
Oh, the smallpox. Yeah. There's been several, as far as I know.
But anyway, they noticed his face was
just ask Native Americans about their fear of blankets.
That's true.
Rightfully so. Fuck Anglo-Saxon white people. We're all pieces assholes. Of shit.
You're not. You're Asian.
Part of me is a piece of shit.
Mainly your asshole. Ow. I think I just had another stroke.
I was about to say, do you have another fucking stroke live on the air? Change the title right now. Live stroke live on stream.
But his, like I said, his face.
God damn it. If I have to spend my fucking day off at the hospital, you owe me. I'll be sitting there. You're going to be in the hospital bed just able to talk. And I'm like, hey, asshole.
You ain't going to spend another day. No, you're not, because I ain't going to pay for that shit. I already got that bill. Not one of those bills. I ain't paying for that shit.
I'll take you to the vet.
Just let me fucking croak. Anyway, the man with smallpox breakout, or the remnants of a scarring of a smallpox breakout. Oh, they arrived at a part of the property where they were looking, what they were looking for, and found themselves in a garden looking at a fancy older residence.
Aww.
Miss Moberly noticed a woman sitting in the yard, and she appeared to be sketching, drawing, doing her drawings. Mm. Miss Jourdain.
We're about to have a back and forth in the chat.
Why?
Because Gonzo's in here.
Oh, fuck.
So we got a Chiefs fan and a fucking Eagles fan in here.
All right, this ought to be good. Well, we'll have something to talk about because, you know, there's not a lot to this after we get past this and then start debating some shit. Miss Moberly noticed the lady turned and looked right at her and as they walked by. So this was an interaction.
Hmm.
She described the lady as possible middle age and somewhat attractive. Not beautiful, but not a bow wow. Not a dog.
So it's kind of like how there's like a California 7 is like an Ohio 13.
You know, like a Ohio.
Excuse me.
Ohio 5 is like a Florida or California 2.2. Or -5. I don't know.
In a California.
Don't even get me started. Of course, an Ohio 5 is a 10 in Indiana, too. So I don't know.
A 65 in West Virginia.
Oh, that's 165. More like a 69.
You could do better.
I know. Where was I? But like I said, she wasn't hot.
Ow, motherfucker. I'm just fucking falling apart over here, man.
She had on a white hat with fair hair underneath. She was wearing a summer dress. Now, Miss Moberly thought she might be a tourist, but thought that she was dressed a little old-fashioned to be a tourist. And, you know, that was kind of odd, she felt.
Well, I mean, it was 1901, so she might have been a tourist by the time she got to France. If she was from the States, probably took her 9, 10, 13 years to get there, you know, horseback, riding fucking sea turtles with, like Poseidon.
Now, one thing interesting about this is when Miss Moberly made eye contact with the lady, she felt uneasy and she felt annoyed, kind of aggravated that those feelings came over her when she made eye contact and looked deep into this person's eyes.
Mm. Hot.
She began to feel like she was walking around in a dreamlike state. They then noticed a boy or a young man come out of a residence, and he told them what way was the best way to enter through the house.
Damn it. I was really hoping that was going to go a different way. A young boy came out of the house and he said, "Y'all bitches get the fuck off my lawn and shut the fuck up. It's 2 o'clock in the morning."
Well, once they got inside the building, they saw what appeared to be some kind of wedding party going on. They watched for a while and then proceeded to call it a day and leave the estate. At first, both ladies did not realize how strange their experience at Versailles was. As they talked about their visit, over the next week, just quit rocking your chair. It's haunted. Over the next week.
Why does it sound so much like a fart?
Over the next week, as they were talking about this visit and how it was kind of weird, they both felt something was strange and something weird went on there. 3 months after the trip, they decided to write down their individual experiences separate from each other. And kind of compare notes. Because if you listen to me, one lady saw the other lady didn't see it. So they were they're doing their due diligence and trying to almost like investigate this.
Fair enough.
I mean, I give them credit.
Go on.
But they wanted to compare their accounts separately. Now, I wish they would have done this the week of, not 3 months later, because we all know what, you know, false memories and how you don't remember things. What the hell are you doing?
Oh no, you look like real crampy in my fucking like left side.
Is it that time of the month for you?
I'm malnourished.
Nobody's ever accused you of being malnourished.
Do you see me? I'm wasting away.
When they sat down and compared their accounts,
I'm gonna have to oil this chair because I can't help but like rock a little bit. It sounds like a tiny little cow fucking in the corner.
Anyway, they compared their accounts and they felt it merited more information because something really weird had gone on during their visit. They then had Miss Jourdain make a return trip to Versailles. January 2nd of 1902, she went back.
So this is like a quick turnaround then.
August. What was it? August? I think it was August they went the first time.
Yeah, like that's a fucking pretty quick turnaround.
Well, a few months later, yeah.
Well, my like, who the fuck can afford to go to France twice in an 8 month period?
Well, apparently, academia pays pretty good up when you work at Oxford.
I would hope so. It's fucking Oxford.
She got the job.
But hopefully, it's fucking Oxford. It's like the Harvard of the UK, isn't it?
I believe so,
or at least was. No, as far as I know, Oxford is still very prestigious. They're just going back and forth about the fucking Super Bowl. Don't worry.
What's Phil has the first what?
Phil has the first four letters of the Super Bowl losers, Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, I get it. Ha ha. You're funny, Gonzo.
God, fucking babies.
Anyway, when she went back and made a return trip, she again felt kind of weird and noticed two men working, but when she turned around to get a second glance at them, they were not there. They had disappeared or maybe walked off. We don't know. I don't know the exact. Did she wait 10 minutes to turn around or what? So this is a little sketchy.
Right.
Later on, as she continued, she could hear women moving around her, the sounds of their silk dress swooshing, and she could hear voices. She heard faint music coming from the distance, which isn't strange, but you kind of put all this together, it paints a picture. Once she got back, they continued to do their investigation for a few years, and in 1911, they published their book. Now, this... And they had kind of come to this conclusion of the time slip conclusion. You know what I'm saying?
Go on.
I'll let you tear this apart because we're going to talk about that at the end. We're going to discuss this. Now, with them both being in academia, this could be a problem, especially women in the early 1900s.
Right.
Like you said.
Like, the fact that they have college degrees, like, they're automatically witches.
Yeah, I think one of them, I think Jourdain ended up getting a PhD.
Oh, she's definitely a witch then.
Yeah.
That was impossible before, like, 1999.
And, you know, they couldn't vote, you know, Jesus. But they could go to school. Now, with them, their positions and the time, this was pretty fucking risky to write a book. Now, but what they did, they published it.
That's so crazy.
They didn't use their
own. Just because you're a woman, huh. It's kind of a crazy idea to write a book. Now, how many hours did it take you to speak to a man that was able to write your words?
But when they published this book originally, they used pen names. They did not use their full names. I thought I had it written down.
You did. It was up at the top.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to go up. I'm not going to go. That would just fuck me all up.
Yeah, I got to oil this chair.
Now, later on, after they had retired or quit the academic world, they did republish the book and use their own names.
Oh, God. Did Gonzo go to the fucking... Did you go to the game? My bosses were there.
Oh, that's nice. But they did republish a book after they retired, while they were still alive, and used their own name. Now, they experience... That's right. This, like I said earlier, this has pretty much become the most famous time slip story of all time. You don't really hear a lot of time slip stories.
Yeah, it's because they're fucking so easily chalked up to bullshit.
Well,
but go
no,
on.
No, well, not necessarily. Well, you're being too cynical right now. Not necessarily.
That's kind of what I do.
Not necessarily.
I even like shoot fucking holes in the shit that I do believe in.
Now, well, that's good, but you can't completely shoot holes. You have to be skeptical. Now, here are the theories. Paranormal explanation. And I think this answers a lot of fucking questions. If this, could they just have been having a paranormal encounter?
Experience?
Yeah, encounter with ghosts or a residual haunting. Could that be what a residual haunting is? Could time slip and residual haunting be pretty much the same thing? Because, you know, I firmly believe that, well, I'm pretty sure, right, physics has proven, you know, multiple, probably an infinite amount of universes or timelines, essentially. Correct?
Yeah.
And they're probably overlapping, and not overlapping, they're all existing in the same plane.
Which theoretically is moldable as is anyway.
Right. So that
hence orbits of planets and moons and stuff like that.
So a time slip could just be apparent. It could that a residual haunting and a time slip could be the same thing. You are, but a lot of paranormal activity or haunting is verbal, not visual. More common. You know, you hear things. Gunshots or some, you know,
whatever. You don't have to be haunted for that. You just got to live in our neighborhood.
Or, you know, verbiage of some, you don't really get aberrations that much. It happens, but not. And when you do get an aberration, generally they're in older garb.
Yeah.
So maybe at times.
That'd be sick if they weren't, though.
You never get Marty McFly in the future.
Dude, that'd be fucking hilarious, but they still talk like they're from the generation, whatever generation they died in. They're just like wearing fucking like a Supreme like hoodie and like one of those fucking across the body fucking fanny packs. And they're like, thou shalt looketh upon mine clout bag. I am very much Fly.
Mm-hmm. Now, also, they could have been using ESP to get a look into the past, which is possible in the paranormal or unnatural state. Which
this fucking chair is killing me.
Well,
man.
Stop doing it.
That's literally just like me moving my arm. Oh, but I do that and it does nothing. Fuck me.
But like, maybe they were just.
No, that's me.
Okay.
Like the slightest movement and it does it, but I can fucking like swing around and it doesn't make a noise.
Now, or maybe they just did have in their minds.
We got a real my dad's stronger than your dad conversation going on in the chat and I'm enjoying it.
Well, as long as they have a good time. Maybe they did.
God, I did that to somebody at work the other day. I was like, my dad's stronger than your dad. Somebody was like, well, no, he's not. And I was like, ha, 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 dead dad joke.
That's true. That's not good, though. Dad jokes aren't funny. I had a stroke, so I don't find them funny anymore. Anyway, but the ESP or psychic vision is interesting as well. Excuse me. But I do like the concept that most, there could be not much difference between a time slip and paranormal activity. You know, maybe they're one and the same. Just a time slip may be just a different degree, you know, or a degree higher, or more enhanced version of paranormal activity.
You know, or.
Now, I think also this, now, I think this can relate to cryptids as well. Go with me. And I did do a time slip episode way
back. Now you're fucking, this whole time you've been tickling my taint. Now you're talking dirty to me.
Now,
hit me.
What's the one thing they say about one problem with the Bigfoot story? How it just disappears.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, maybe it's dimensional, which is a horse.
Or
you are.
Weren't you kind of on Team Dimensional Bigfoot for a while, though?
No, not really.
Oh. Go on.
What if. People who visually see, I know that was a little redundant, Bigfoot.
He had a stroke. Give him a break.
And
motherfucker, man. Go on. Sorry.
It just disappears of thin air, or you blink your eyes and it's gone. What if you are actually having a time slip and you're getting a peek at Gigantopithecus?
Gigantopithecus Blackie?
Instead of
or an black actual, eye, I'm not sure exactly how that's pronounced. I hope it's black eye because black is a little fucking. That's pushing it, science.
But instead of actually seeing a creature in the present, you're getting a glimpse of something that was around 100,000 years ago,
like a residual haunting,
or time slip. Where
yeah.
Same. Here's the thing. I think if going back to that residual haunting and time slip, here's where I think it's different. almost like a time slip is more realistic.
Mm.
Not really ghostly or, you know, where you can see through.
Realistic or more
vivid.
More relative to the realm that we consciously live in.
Or maybe it's just a time slip is a really vivid and enhanced and detailed.
So a haunting is like one of those old Zenith tube TVs.
But here's the thing.
And a time slip is like a fucking 4K TV.
Okay, here's the thing about residual haunting. Residual haunting is always referred to as a playback, you know, and there's no interaction. And an intelligent haunting is you get an interaction, you get a reaction to you.
Yeah.
So what if a time slip is a combination of a what we think of a residual haunting and an intelligent haunting, where you could, in a time slip, you can interact. They got the two lovely ladies in 1901 got directions and interacted with these apparitions, for lack of a better term. So maybe that's just, like I said, more of an enhanced, a combination between a playback and an intelligent haunting, if you want to go that route in the paranormal scheme of things. But like I was talking about Bigfoot, maybe that explains why Bigfoot just comes and goes, or even the Loch Ness Monster.
Nessie.
People who see Nessie are seen into the past when maybe not when the waters that they are seeing, not Loch Ness, but maybe, was it a plethiosaur?
Plesiosaur, yeah.
Is that what they think Nessie, or they say Nessie could be?
Yeah, realistically.
You're seeing a small area of the wherever it lived, the ocean, the water, body of water that it was in, but not, you know what I'm saying?
It could have very well been there. I mean, you got to think how much the world has changed.
Right, when the ocean levels were a lot higher.
You know, Pangaea,
yeah.
Gondwana land, all that. What?
You getting a notification, earnings upcoming. What the fuck? Payday?
What?
You see that?
Sweet. Fuck yeah.
Sweet. How much are we getting, bitches?
Well, so this could, there's that.
Well,
there's the theory of like, this could just be like a lucid dream. Or
we're going to get into natural explanations. And that's when I want you to really.
Okay.
This is more going to be your, but.
I'm stealing the charger.
Go ahead. Yeah, I should be. I should be good. Okay, natural explanations of what they experienced. Naturally, the first thing that comes to mind is a hoax. But there is a problem with them hoaxing this story or this experience. A, not much motive to do this. They were women in 1901 who had pretty, I don't want to say important jobs, but jobs that most women couldn't even think about having in academics, you know, working at Oxford.
Yeah, just academics in general.
So they had a lot to lose. They originally used pen names for their initial book release in 1911. And this, if this would have got out, think about how this kind of talk, it wasn't until, what, 99, 2000 with Ghost Adventures and Ghost Hunters, where it actually became okay to talk about the paranormal.
Yeah.
Imagine 1901 you did that shit. You'd be in a...
Well, no, because around that time there was a big blow up going on with like Ouija boards and seances and shit like that.
Yeah, you are correct. But a woman in that job where, or in that field where, in that time, they probably wouldn't need much of a reason to kind of shit can them. You know what I'm saying?
To demonize them.
Right. So I think the price would have been too heavy. And it would have ruined them professionally.
That's a fair point.
Now, I guess money could have been a reason, but did they really make a lot of... I guess it became a bestseller and a very popular book.
Well, then it could... Do we have any information about them doing anything like spirit calling or seminars or anything like that?
No.
Because that is a thing, too.
Now, they did investigate this and, you know, interviewed people, and they did release, like I said, they released the book again, and it's still in print today.
Interesting.
So it was a popular book, but how much money did they really make? And they continue to work It wasn't like they got rich. So now, could this be a shared delusion? Now, I think that I'm not an expert on shared delusions. I think it would be very, from what I understand about it, it's very uncommon and probably impossible.
Unless it was somehow, like, you would think it would have to be somehow agreed upon.
Well, what's the
unless there was, like, maybe the presence of certain drugs or something like that, but even then, like, to share the same experience.
Right, that's kind of, now, what about, I don't have this written down, but what if they were hitting the DMT pipe?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it could very well be drugs. Or is this, big conspiracy theory going out here. Could we tie this potentially into MK Ultra? Was that a worldwide phenomena that's been going on for longer than we thought it was?
That's possible, I guess.
Because, especially for that time period, what better person to test such things on than a person that is within the realm of the highly educated at a university as prestigious as Oxford.
That is true. Good possibility.
Or could the University of Oxford have been doing this because it was 1901 and these were women that we're talking about and they didn't like the footprint that they were leaving and how popular they were getting? And they didn't, maybe they didn't like something they were doing with the name of Oxford University on their back.
Here's the problem with that. Like I said, Moberly was the principal and Jourdain was her assistant. Moberly was old, like 17 years older than Jourdain. She retired. Jourdain got the job.
Her job?
Yeah. So it wasn't, and we're talking in the late teens.
Or what if it was just a ploy to have something interesting to add more pull for the financial gain of the university?
That's true. Another thing people talk about is a false memory, but I don't. A shared
of two people?
Yeah, shared. That's reaching for two people.
Unless you're talking about, then, I mean, in my mind, then you would also have to be, have to bring in, like, some type of, like, outward memory or insert other option, some sort of mental manipulation.
Well, here's one thing I will say with false memory. They did not really start, it wasn't like they went, left us Versailles and immediately started talking about it. They didn't even start realizing they had shared experiences and, you know, something weird went on. Both of them realized it until a week later.
Yeah.
So what if they fed off one another? Kind of like in a paranormal investigation. You know, one person sees something and it just builds as it builds and another person sees something and the paranormal activity just grows. What if when they started discussing what was weird about this visit and being the time had elapsed, what if it just kind of grew and that false memory, their false memories kind of joined together and they built it themselves? That's possible, I think.
Well, and that could work one way as well. If the person, especially which one was the older one, the boss?
Moberly.
Well, if Moberly were to kind of implant or bring up even one thing that did factually happen and then after a period of time be like, well, do you remember this as well? And she's like, I think I might remember this. And then she's just kind of manipulating her mind and her someone else's memories through her knowledge of that person and potentially her professional scholastic power over them to kind of push a narrative.
Possibly, but I think the mind does fill in blanks.
Yeah, and if you have somebody there kind of sprinkling in.
And maybe not doing it on purpose, but that's the byproduct of the conversations.
Yeah.
Now, probably the most likely are the next three, I should say. It was all a mistake.
Very possibly.
The grounds workers might dress up in disappeared pieces.
Maybe they just had outdated clothing. They're not the highest paid. Hand-me-downs.
Possible.
From 200 years before.
Another concept or idea is it was a historical reenactment. Because I didn't say this, and I meant to say this. The lady who was sketching, they kind of think, or kind of...
She may have been like...
Marie Antoinette.
Wait, what?
They thought the lady sketching...
Could have been Marie Antoinette?
In the time slip. They were seeing her.
Okay.
I mean, because they did say, if I remember correctly, there is some resemblance there from the description. But another possible natural explanation is a historical reenactment. Which I would... My issue I have with this is if it was a historical reenactment, I think there'd be more characters or more people.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, you know, when I think of reenactment, I think of Civil War battle and reenactment here in the state. So I think there'd be more than just a handful of, you know, two people here, two people there.
And there's so much, there's potentially so much vague bullshit that, like, why would they reenact that?
That is true. But here's, and this plays in the next part. There was a gentleman of the time that would do private costume parties, historical dress. Now, they did research that, but, and it doesn't, there, he didn't have a party at that time, but it's very plausible. And it kind of goes back to reenactment, I believe, that, you know what, there'd be more, if it was a party, it was a pretty lame-ass party, because there's this
right.
person here, person in the window, two guys here. Working, right. That'd be a shitty party.
Like, it's, your party's like a fucking Duran Duran music video.
I mean, if I want to go in your, put myself in your shoes, I'm going more of a, I would say, false memory to where the story just kind of, they were filling in gaps and it seemed weird. They might have had an eerie feeling while they were there, and that just, it grew. You know, and it turned into this. Not that they were lying or trying to hoax anybody. It just kind of grew their mind, filling blanks in. I don't know.
I mean, it comes down to the point that, like, every potential explanation is equally as plausible, but all of them are equally chalked up to just being bullshit, just like the whole encounter. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because it's not like we have documented anything on this. We have a book. We have a book written by the people that are claiming it.
And they did do, I will give them credit, they did do some investigation. They interviewed people. They tried to, for 1901, best thing.
Yeah, right, yeah. That's fair.
I mean, what do you expect? But, I don't know. Like I said, I think there could be something to time slips. If you think that all time is going on at the same time, on the same plane.
And there's an overlap.
There is an overlap, and you can sometime, and like I've said, maybe that's what, and I've thought this before, that's what paranormal activity is or haunting is. A time slip, though, for lack of a better word, is just a really big overlap to where you're immersed in it. You're just not getting a ghostly figure or a knock on the wall. You know, it's plausible. I don't know. I don't think time travel is possible.
No, I mean, not until the Catholic Church releases the Chronovisor. What? You haven't looked into that one?
No.
Oh, yeah, apparently. Have you heard of the Chronovisor?
No.
Like the one, like, existing actual functioning time machine in its own way.
Was this not a Da Vinci thing?
It's a whole fucking thing. We could literally do a whole episode on it, which we might do.
Okay.
Something more up my alley, I would have to say.
I'm down.
Yeah, you're missing some comments on there. Not that it matters.
What do we?
That's why we have our phones out for the most part.
Are we?
But I don't know. The problem with this is, like, it's so easily chalked up to just being bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, there's no photographic evidence. There's no, like, first-hand account by anybody but the two people involved.
Right.
which are the only two people that stood to make any monetary gain from any of it, vis-a-vis the book. Shut up. That was a very aggressive vibration on my phone. Oh, my God. Fucking Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the only firsthand accounts are the two people that could potentially make a dollar off of it.
Right.
And, like, the lucid dreaming thing could be a thing, but that would be a single party. Because I don't buy into the shared dream or shared experience of anything like that. It really anything, like shared anything.
I don't know.
So it's like, because that's the other thing is like, just even if the one had the time slip, had a experience a time slip, why necessarily does the other one experience it?
Now this, like I said, ooh, bring the whole table with me. This makes me believe that if they did experience a time slip, it wasn't their mind, their conscious going into that.
That was aggressive.
It was the time came to them. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, they, that time period, if they did go back in time, immersed the present, not the present glimpsed into that, you know. So that it would explain why both of them experienced, but they, you know, not everyone saw, both of them didn't see the same, like the lady in the window, I think waving the cloth. One of them didn't see that. There was another one of the men or one of the groups of men that they saw, not both of them saw.
See, and that makes it, that lends itself more to being a hoax to me.
See, the hoax just doesn't make sense to me. There was nothing, there was too much to lose for them. And they didn't immediately want the publicity. That's why they used pen names. Because I think we look at, a lot of times when people do this, they look at the past through eyes of today. To where now everybody wants to be fucking famous.
Right.
Back then, I don't think you wanted that smoke. Especially when you're two women in a...
I think it might be kind of the opposite.
But two women in I'm sure most of their colleagues did not want them there.
Yeah.
They were probably pissed off about a female school.
Oh, 100%. School. I guarantee you that was a thing.
They knew they would have used that to drive them out.
Yeah, 100%. I would think that that was a thing. Just because it was the turn of the 20th century. Yeah, women in academia weren't really the most popular thing. Women with knowledge and anything weren't really the top of the today's to-do.
Right. So,
and again, I don't know. Europe might have been a little bit different. I'm sure they were a little more advanced thinking as far as the place of women in society and shit, but I could be wrong. I would hope. I think it's all fucking bullshit, the fact that women... Like, you could go to college before you could vote. What the fuck? Just do it all.
Well, they couldn't... I might be wrong on this. They couldn't vote for the mere reason they couldn't own land. Only males could own land.
Still fucking dumb.
Well, I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying I think that is one of the reasons why they couldn't vote here in the States. I don't know about Europe.
Yeah, I don't know the whole history. I'm going to look into that.
I think Moon Unit makes a good point. I think dreams are a big deal, kind of doorway to more wavelengths existing in the universe. Maybe you mentioned lucid dreaming. Maybe somehow they both encountered something that put their brain, maybe some kind of mist, you know, or drug almost that put their mind in that dreamlike state. In a lucid dream state. That was why they kind of had a shared experience. I mean, that's possible.
Well, I mean, lucid dream to an extent. Like,
a lucid dream just is a dream. You realize you're in a dream.
Yeah, but there's this whole subsect of the populace that has this whole scheme of like controlling a lucid dream.
Well,
like being able to weigh in on decisions consciously within the dream.
I think I talked about this on one of our episodes not too long ago, last year, I think. I had a lucid dream to where I knew I was in a dream and I was fucking with people in the dream.
I mean, I've had multiple lucid dreams.
No.
Maybe not to that extent, but I've had many dreams. Well, I don't want to say many, but I've had multiple dreams in my life where, like, in the dream, I'm like, this is definitely a fucking dream.
Yeah. So, I don't know. All right. That's all I got on. I don't know. I think it's a fascinating topic. I'm not going to make a decision either way.
You can't.
I mean,
it's so open-ended in so many ways.
I think it's
interesting to talk about no matter what.
The way physics, our knowledge of physics today, a time slip is possible. There has to be overlap. If all time is going on at the same time, on the same plane.
Well, and I also think that we have a inflated view of what we think our understanding of physics is.
Right. But that's why I said, with as we know physics today, it opens this door for an overlap. Yeah. And especially if it's all existence is happening at the same time.
Yeah, like, because I don't think physics as a whole is as concrete as we think it is. Because I think there's a lot more shit that we don't understand out there.
Right.
That we can't put a concrete answer to because we can't physically experience it. And without physically experiencing something, you cannot put concrete physics upon that thing.
Right. I agree.
I'm going to reach out to Neil deGrasse Tyson and see if he'll come on here and talk about physics. Even if you don't even have to be here. I don't think
I'd want to be here for that.
That'd be so much fun.
I don't know.
Just answer all my questions, Neil deGrasse Tyson. But I like Neil deGrasse Tyson because even if he couldn't answer one of my questions, he'd be like, I don't know. That's very interesting. Let's break that down. Chuck.
That was a good Neil deGrasse Tyson, actually.
With more stuttering, though. Now, if you take a bird and you put the bird on Mars, of course you couldn't put the bird on Mars. The bird would die in the environment on Mars. But if you could, the bird would fly faster on Mars than on Earth. Now let's break that down. I do love how he talks. He's a natural educator.
Yeah,
he makes things make sense, which I enjoy.
I don't disagree there
because I find the stuff interesting. That's the problem. I've run into that problem sometimes where I'm like, I find this thing interesting, and people are like, "Oh, question about that thing." I didn't fucking say that I know it. I just find it interesting, which is why I am now listening to someone talk about it. Learn with me. Let's learn together. Let us travel on our white steeds down the fucking trail of knowledge and information. Let the information penetrate you.
Ooh.
Like your fucking uncle on your mom's side.
All right.
Knowledge penetration doesn't smell quite as badly.
Let's wrap this shit up. Unless you got something you want to talk about on the clip. Do you know what? Are we doing a true crime next week?
We can. You know, I got no problem pulling one of those out of my asshole.
Any idea what you might want? I think maybe we should start. Oh, I wanted to talk about that real quick. I think we should do the Scientology. You should do the Scientology episode. Oh,
God. That's going to be multiple parts. Probably.
Because I saw something after the Super Bowl during the after show that I'd never seen before.
Yeah, a Scientologist?
A Scientology commercial.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen one before.
Yeah, they exist.
I was watching, I was like, it was kind of weird. It's one of those commercials you don't know exactly what the fuck's going on. And then I saw the cans. I was like, this is a Scientology commercial. And then at the end it said, paid for by the Church of Scientology. So I think you should do the Scientology episode.
I mean, they picked a great year because, let's be honest, the Super Bowl commercials sucked fat dick this year.
They were better than most years, actually.
You know what was bad? No, I disagree.
Last year sucked.
You know what? Why they fucking sucked?
They were themed.
All the ones that didn't have big-name actors in them were better.
Right.
So many companies were just like, oh, we're going to blow our load on fucking this actor, and it's going to be a good commercial. No, that's not how it fucking works.
I liked the Ben Affleck commercial. I kind of got a chuckle out
of it. That one was all right.
But the Pepsi Zero or Pepsi Ones or whatever, am I acting? Or Is it that good? With Ben Stiller and...
Yeah.
I hated those fucking...
The best one was the one where the guy... I don't even remember what the commercial was for, but like he basically straight up said how expensive it is to have a fucking Super Bowl commercial and it just ended.
I did like the Bradley Cooper one with his mom.
I don't know if I remember that one. I got so disinterested. I thought to myself, I was like, man, this Super Bowl or this halftime show is kind of boring. Like, good performance and everything, but like overall, I was like, it's kind of boring. And then it wasn't that like her coming out of like she's pregnant again,
I guess.
And I was like, okay, it makes more sense. Because what made it boring, I was like, man, Rihanna just doesn't really seem that into this. And then we started talking about it, I was like, if she's pregnant, it all makes sense. Fair enough.
I know one thing. I give credit. I ain't going that high up.
There's also a whole conversation where I watched the Super Bowl. Like, is she tethered down? I'm like, it's fucking Rihanna. Of course she is. Are you shitting me?
Every one of those. You could see them.
Yeah. Because you could even see one of the backup dancers, like, slide in and unhook her when they hit when she got to the ground.
If you look closely, you could, between all of their legs, you could see
it. Yeah, you have to be.
Or they had a fucking 18-inch cock.
I said it at work today. I was like, hey, the NFL makes a shitload of money, but they don't make Rihanna died on our watch money.
Well, you know, I was kind of shocked you don't see a lot of that shit anymore after Owen Hart died.
R.I.P. I don't know if Gonzo's still in here, but I thought I was going to catch some heat on that.
What?
He posted a picture of the Hart Foundation, and I commented on it. I was like, in quotes, there can be only one Kurgan Highlander, 1982.
Here's what I
was really thinking. A lot of people would be like, that's fucking dark. Oh, too soon.
Here's what I didn't like about the halftime. I'm not a big Rihanna fan. I mean, some of her songs are pretty good. But what I like about the normal halftime show is when there's different artists show up.
Yes.
You know.
Well, I mean, a lot of people
one year you had Aerosmith and Britney Spears. It was kind of, it was interesting.
You had Whitney or was it Whitney or Janet?
Oh, no, it was J-Lo and Shakira.
No, when it was year. Justin Timberlake.
Oh, that was
it was Janet, right?
Yeah. It was a nip slip, yeah.
Yeah. I always forget if it was Whitney or Janet.
It was Janet. I will say this.
Or like, I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Like, a lot of people tried to hate on that fucking halftime show last year.
Oh, no,
that was Snoop Dogg and all them. That was fucking dope.
That was one of the best ones ever.
That was sick.
I will say
this. I do think that I want to know if Dr. Dre was actually doing anything at that big fucking exaggerated mixer board, though. Because I feel like they were just like, let's make it look cool and then just look like you're doing stuff.
They were making it look
cool. But that shit was fucking cool. I don't know why 50 Cent was hanging upside down, but I mean, go for it.
I will say this.
Hated and love it, the underdog on top.
Chris Stapleton's rendition of...
I didn't see it, but I heard it was good.
It was fucking good.
I heard a clip of it, but I didn't like it. I missed good. That. I didn't.
It was
I missed the first quarter.
I think you were still here when it.
No, I was at work. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, you were here and then left and went to pick.
I was, yeah. The game was on when I left here.
Yeah.
Because I was going to watch it because I remember, that's the whole reason I got Paramount Plus. Yeah. Over COVID was so I could watch the Super Bowl because I had COVID. The year the Falcons were in it, I think. Wasn't that like 2 years ago?
Gregory, what do you call last year, Gregory? They mixed it up last year.
Damn, they go where the money's at.
Anyway,
it's a popularity contest. You put up what people want to see. And I'm not Rihanna's fucking huge.
I'm not a big Chris Stapleton fan, but
he's a great vocalist. I'm just tired of hearing Tennessee Whiskey.
Yeah,
I think it's a good song, but I'm just tired of hearing
it. Some people might disagree with this. We all know what's the greatest anthem, the greatest performance of all time.
Jimi Hendrix.
No. 2001, Whitney.
I mean, it's Whitney. She's a national treasure.
With the time.
Was.
With the time, what was going on, that's number one on the list. Anybody's listening. If you say otherwise, you can go fuck off. I will put Stapleton's performance Sunday close second.
I'll have to watch it. I don't know. I don't watch that shit.
And the way they covered it, the whatever the head coach of the Eagles was literally crying. And they, I'd be pissed if I was him. They stayed on him for a long
time.
That's
just because the NFL's rigged and he knew.
No, well, they talked about it before. He's emotional during that time.
Yeah.
But that motherfucker was damn near bawling. Let that just shit roll.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, the show, that halftime show made more sense once I was like, oh, she's pregnant. Because it was like I said, it was just, she didn't seem that into it. And then once I was like, pretty sure that fucking bitch is pregnant again. Then I was like, yeah, you can't be whipping it around super hard when you got a baby inside.
If they would have changed it up a little bit.
I was waiting for somebody else to come out. Like, oh my God, when she started, I don't know the actual words of the song, but I was like, how ballsy are they? Let them bring Kanye on this field right the fuck now and see what happens. It's going to be a goddamn riot in Arizona. And also, why the fuck did you play Super Bowl on grass?
Well, actually, they're blame. Kelsey's podcast, they were talking about it. And I heard
something. Oh, have they done one since?
Yeah, they did one. They released one today.
Okay. So they probably did it like the fucking day after.
Probably Monday or Tuesday, yeah. A lot of people are blaming the halftime show.
For the bag field?
There. Because all that shit sitting on it got slick. The moisture couldn't breathe. The grass couldn't breathe. And it got the middle of the field really slick.
Who the fuck is Raquel Welch?
You don't know who Raquel Welch is.
Is it somebody that of my age wouldn't know?
No, no. She's way before my time, but she was fine.
Who the fuck is Raquel Welch?
She's a hot actress. What was she in? From the 60s?
What was she in?
Oh, I don't know. She's just hot. Actually, I think she was up for one of the Gilligan, or was it Marianne from the Gilligan?
Okay, so she was almost in Gilligan's Island?
No.
Don't care. Oh,
Google her. She was hot back in the day.
Gilligan's Island is boring anyway. Well, it was.
Well, it was, but yeah. She was very,
How do you spell this fucking hooker's name?
I think she was, she was in one of the Grumpy Old Men. Was it the second one or the first one?
Grumpier Old Men? I mean, yeah, she's attractive.
She's fucking hot as fuck. Anyway, all right.
Let's find out what movie she was in.
She was in one of the Grumpy, I think the first one. Or no, it might have been the second one. I don't know. I can't remember. But she, you know, naturally she was old at that time.
She was in Legally Blonde. That's one movie so far that I have seen that she was in. Mother, Jugs, and Speed.
Sounds like my kind of movie.
It looks like a buddy-buddy movie. Okay, automatically.
Oh, that's right. Sophia Loren was in. That's right. I got him confused.
Either way, automatically out.
Why?
Hey, see, they said I was reading off my phone and fucking Moon Unit knows that movie. Mother, Jugs, and Speed. But, literally, I have yet, she was in Bedazzled? She was in Bedazzled. So there's two movies that I've seen.
Okay, that show. Yeah, Anne Margaret was the other one. Well, Anne Margaret was in both of them, I think.
Okay, so she was in two movies that I ever saw. But, you know what?
Bedazzled is getting a little too much love on this podcast.
You know what? Automatically, Tortilla Soup. I feel like I've seen Tortilla Soup once on accident. But automatically, I mean, R.I.P. I'm glad she's dead. I'm sad that she's dead. Nope, you know, R.I.P. My regards to your family. This shit sucks. We've all buried people. It sucks. But I feel like it's a bad look when is she in a starring role in this? She had a role in Chairman of the Board. Have you ever seen Chairman of the Board?
No.
There's a reason for that. You know who the starring actor of Chairman of the Board was?
Who?
Carrot Top. So.
Are you saying Carrot Top's not a national treasure?
No.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
I mean, great prop comic, I guess. Like, I don't like prop comedy, but like, he's kind of the king of it.
I'm hungry.
Well, you're fucked. Nothing's open.
What are you talking about?
You got some taters?
McDonald's is always open.
Ew. I fucking hate McDonald's.
I make me peanut butter and jelly. I'm hungry, though.
I got chicken and rice. Arroz con pollo. But not Mexican.
All right. Let's get out of here. We will be back next Wednesday with another episode. Now the studio's moved. That's why we weren't here last weekend. So settle down, folks. Settle down.
It all went to shit. Everything's fucking off.
It'll
get better, though. We have plans.
It's not exactly easy to move all this shit.
It's not.
There's a lot of fucking wires involved.
Yeah. A lot. There's a lot more moving pieces than even I know about.
And if the heat didn't kick on, might not have been a show tonight. We would have been here in winter coats.
Bullshit. We would have been like, this is perfect. Fuck the heat. But there's potentially big plans going on for this setup, and we'll see how it turns out.
Yeah, well, because I think we're going to add the LED lights at some point. This week. Next week we're going to add
light this cocksucker up.
All right. So
maybe fucking throwing some stripper poles.
Can we throw in some strippers too? I think we should do this with a stripper pole between us and two strippers sitting on our laps.
Do you see how small the space this is?
Well, I got a stripper pole.
I don't know. I have some thoughts on like backgrounds and stuff. Who knows? Maybe we'll make this an immersive, interactive fucking setup.
Keep it up. I'll just put a green screen behind us. We'll change. We'll be doing each episode from a different location.
Fuck that. I feel like green screens are just mailing it in.
If you get the lighting right, it looks good.
We're not doing a green screen.
All right, fine. Fuck it. All right.
We have to have some branding to our look.
We will be back next week, next Wednesday for another live stream.
We'll be back next week, no matter what. I don't give a fuck. Someday next week, even if Wednesday doesn't work out, we'll fucking be here.
I will be here Wednesday no matter what. Because
this 2 weeks off shit really fucks me up.
If Travis can't do it, I will be here. We will just shoot the shit.
I'll call it in and we'll just fucking.
We'll do it that way. We will be here. We will be live streaming Wednesday no matter what. But thanks for everybody in the chat. Thanks for watching. We appreciate you. Everybody that is listening to this after the fact, thanks for checking us out and giving us a little bit of your time.
Grumble old men.
Yes.
I got nothing. I got no fucking closing statement.
We're out.
That.
Good night.
Fuck it.